Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, beloved, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God, Pastor. I just enjoy saying that the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God, because I know it's right. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the Lord Jesus tonight. Glory to God. And saints of God, we are privileged to be before the Word of God, and that we have the Word of God, the written Word of God. Glory to God. We know many of you have it on your mobile devices and on pads and everything, and that's just fine. Glory to God. The important thing is that you have God's Word. Amen. And you know that it's God that sustains you and keeps you from the Word. You know that it's Him that's working in you mightily. Glory to God. And I'm happy about that. Glory to God. And you know that because, glory to God, because you love your Heavenly Father, He is your strength. Glory to God. You've made Him your strength. Glory to God. Well, tonight I'm excited about God's Word because we're in the book of Proverbs, glory to God, and that's where God wants us to be. He directed us over 2 years ago now, glory to God, to start in the book of Proverbs, glory to God. And so we're there, and the Holy Ghost, we believe that the Holy Ghost is teaching through me, and I'm glad about it, glory to God. And so we're in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter. And we're down to the 24th verse, the 24th verse, glory to God. And the 24th verse in the King James Bible says, man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? You know, my son asked me about that one time. How can you understand your way, Dad, you know? And it says here, how can a man understand his own way if man's goings are of the Lord? Amen. And then in the Tanakh, it says, a man's steps are decided by the Lord. What does a man know about his own way? But I like the NLT version. In the NLT, it says, that's the Proverbs 20:24. It says, the Lord directs our steps. So why try to understand everything along the way? Isn't that good? Look who's directing our steps. The Lord directs our steps because we're saved. Amen. Glory to God. You got saved, glory to God. You asked Jesus to come into your heart and life, and you were born again. Amen. And glory to God, and that puts you in right standing with God. Amen. Glory to God. And so it's the Lord that directs your steps. Glory to God. See, the unsaved, the ungodly, they do what they want to do. Amen. They don't care about God. They don't care about the kingdom of light. Glory to God. They don't care about righteousness. So they do what they think they're big enough to do. Amen. But we're so blessed. We got the Lord Jesus directing our steps. And then it says, so why try to understand everything along the way? I say that's good. Amen. Glory to God. Now, some people, they want to understand their way. Amen. So to understand our way, if you really want to understand your way, seek the Lord about every step. because God knows if we want to know, we must ask him. Didn't he say in James, the first chapter, the 5th through the 7th verse, didn't he say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen? And I found that to be so. Glory to God. That when I ask God in faith, glory to God, that is knowing that God is going to answer, knowing that he's going to give me the answer. Amen? When I knew that God would answer me, because he says in his word, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We got a promise from the Lord. You ask him in faith, it shall be given you. Amen. Isn't that good? Isn't that good, beloved? Glory to God. The thought is that God is sovereign over human affairs, and he knows, glory to God. He knows your next step, glory to God. Ask him. Amen? And then there's something else here. Because he knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for you. Therefore, we ought to look to him for direction and not try to be masters of our own faith. But this is the thing, beloved. Tonight, when I was dealing with this, glory to God, I believe this is the part that God wanted me to emphasize, glory to God. And that is that God knows what's best for you. That's a word for somebody tonight. That's a word for somebody tonight. God knows what's best for you. Glory to God. But things haven't turned out the way I wanted them, Pastor, the way I thought they were going to turn out. God knows what's best for you. Yeah, Pastor, but things went awry. Things went awry. God knows what's best for you. Well, Pastor, I really messed up. Glory to God. I messed up. God knows what's best for you. Simply repent and go on, glory to God. Go on. You're saved by grace, glory to God, not by performance. Glory to God. Always remember that, glory to God, that God loves you and you're saved by grace. You know why people cool down? You know why people cool down? When they first get saved, they're on fire, and they're enjoying the Lord. They're excited. But over time, it seems like they start to cool down. You know why? Because religion is preached to them. Performance is preached to them. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You have to smile. You're a Christian. You can never get angry. You can never look bad. You always have to smile. You always have to forgive. You always have to feel good. You always have to get the victory. You always have to read the word. You always have to pray 3 or 4 hours a day. You always have to give. You always have to. What are they preaching? Performance, glory to God. But you're not saved by performance. You're saved by grace. What's Ephesians 2:8-9 says? For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen? Glory to God. You're saved by grace. Glory to God. Now, there's other issues, your holy walk. And if you get out of line, that opens the door for the enemy, saying all those things. Amen? That's why we want to walk right. And plus, we want to do right because we just flat out love the Lord. He's so good. He's our Heavenly Father. He deserves every bit of praise and recognition that we can give him. Amen? Because he's so good. We love him. We love him. We love him. And we love him. Don't it say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good? Yeah, taste and see. And you see, you know that the Lord is good. Amen? So we want to please him and do the right thing. But glory to God. Understand at all times that God loves you and that you're saved by grace and not by performance. You're not saved because you're in that church every Sunday. You're not saved because you give tithes and offerings. Those are wonderful things to do. Pastor's not telling you to do that. Not to do that, rather. I'm not telling you not to do that. Those are all good things to do. But glory to God, don't let your joy be stolen because you come short in some area, because you're trying to perform. You're laboring to do this. You're laboring to do that. You're laboring to do this. You're laboring to do that. And that kills all the joy in your life. Where does the joy come back? When you realize, I'm saved. I'm saved by grace. Glory to God. God's unmerited favor toward me. Glory to God. I can't earn it. I can't merit it. He just saved me because he loves me. Glory to God. I'm loved by God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not saved by performance. When you realize that, that's authentic Christianity. Amen. Glory to God. That'll make you excited to know that you're loved and you're on your way to heaven. Glory to God. Even with your old messed up self, you're on the way to heaven. Glory to God. My wife going to get me for that remark. She going to say messed up self. She going to tell me about it. Glory to God. But that's all right. I get excited when I think about how good God is. Amen. He loves us. Glory to God. He loves us and he protects you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Amen. Glory to God. And because you don't walk in the way of the ungodly, nor stand in what the sinners do, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, glory to God. But your delight, glory to God, is in God's word and thinking about him, glory to God. You're like a tree planted out by the rivers of water that bringeth forth your fruit in your season. Your leaf also shall not wither. And glory to God, because of Jesus and because of the Holy Ghost working in you, whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. And you get the victory through Jesus Christ. I've learned that all this week. I've been reminded of that all this week. Things that I had to do, I couldn't do them in my strength. But as soon as I, 100%, glory to God, depended on Jesus, I bound up the enemy so he couldn't hinder. And I depended on the Lord. Bang, 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 bang. Things just went through like hot knife through butter. What was that? God gave me the victory. Why? Glory to God. Because I'm his son and you're his son and his daughter. Glory to God. And he loves you. Glory to God. And he always causes you to triumph. Glory to God. Because you're in right standing with him. You're in right standing with him because you're in Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord guides you and he knows the way you take. Glory to God. He knows the way that you take and he watches over you. All your plans, glory to God, he watches over you. And here it says, man's going is of the Lord. How can a man then understand his way? Glory to God. And glory to God, when we the reference for this is Psalm 37:23. Glory to God. We have a promise in Psalm 37:23. And in the King James, it says, the steps of a good man, 37:23, glory to God. It says, glory to God, I'm so excited here. The Lord directs the steps of a, in the New Living Translation, Psalm 37:23, that's where I was. Psalm 27:33 says, in the New Living Translation, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Now, ain't that good? Ain't that good? Look what it says. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. You're the godly, beloved. The ungodly ain't getting his direction because they don't want it. Amen? And it says, he delights. What does God delight in? Every detail of their lives. Every detail of your life, the Lord delights in. Amen? We are often confused by the events around us. Some things we'll never understand, glory to God, until years later when we look back and see how God was working. And this proverb counsels us to not worry if we don't understand everything as it happens. Glory to God. Instead, glory to God, we should trust God. We should trust God. And know that what he is doing and his timing, glory to God, even though it's not clear to us, we trust God, glory to God. We trust him, amen? I'm up against a commercial. Hold on, I'll be right back. We're trusting God because he knows what's best for us. God knows what's best for you. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're in Proverbs, the 20th chapter, the 24th verse, and it said, man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his way? Glory to God. And when I was meditating and looking at this earlier, glory to God, it seems to me there's four major thoughts here. There's four major thoughts here. The first one is that God directs the steps of a good man. Even if he falls, God will uphold and cause him to come out, be delivered, or escape the circumstances. Amen? Glory to God. Because God never abandons his children. God never forsakes his children. Glory to God. Go to real quick. Go to Isaiah 42. Go to Isaiah 42:16. 42:16 says, and I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Did you hear your Heavenly Father? He's going to make light, darkness light before you and the crooked places straight and not forsake you. The Bible says he will not forsake you. And then in Hebrews 13:5, it says that God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. I was listening to some people on YouTube preaching, glory to God. And listening to them, you would think that God is so mad with the body of Christ and certain prophetess. I mean, you would think that he's so mad with us, you know. But the Bible says, glory to God, that he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Amen. God loves you. Amen. You that are born again and in right standing with him and that are upright in your way, God loves you. Amen. And he directs your steps. Glory to God. Glory to God. The second major thought is only God knows our way. If we would know it, we should seek him and he will reveal it to us. Glory to God. He'll reveal it to us. And as I was just sitting musing about this, it came to me. Because our steps have an order, doesn't it say the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord? Because our steps have an order, glory to God, we should ask him what the next step in the order is. Isn't that wonderful? Our lives are not haphazard, glory to God. Our lives are not haphazard. Our steps are ordered. So why not ask him? Isn't that a blessing? We can ask him, Lord, what's the next step? What's the next step? Amen? And he will reveal it to us. We just read in James where he said, don't be doubting, have faith, but if you ask me, I'll give you wisdom. Amen? And he'll let you know what the next step is. Amen? In Proverbs 15:19, it says, the way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. The way of the righteous is made plain. Now, beloved, that's exactly what's happened in my life, glory to God. When I was a younger saint, and I didn't understand anything. I didn't understand anything. But as I went on in life, God made things plainer and plainer and plainer. When I look back, I saw why he did this. I saw why that happened. I understood why I had to go this way, why he had me to go that way. Because I planted that seed, this tree grew up. Oh, my goodness. Things started making sense to me. And then I realized that's exactly what his word says, that the way of the righteous should be made plain. Let me read that again. but the way of the righteous is made plain. Amen? Glory to God. And so because God knows what your steps are, and see, we're so fortunate because our steps are ordered. The world ain't got that. They just do what they want to do and go straight to hell because they reject God. They turn on God. They ignore God. They don't want God. So they do what they want to do at the cost of their life. But glory to God, because we glory in God and we love him, we ask him, glory to God, God, what's the next step? Amen? You said our steps are ordered. What's the next step, God? And he lets us know. Amen? The third thought here, glory to God, is that God, as I said before, God knows what's best for us. Therefore, we should not seek to get our own way, but to defer to him and to ask him what the next step of our way are. Amen? Glory to God. We should ask him. Lord, we should trust him. Lord, I know, glory to God, that you know what's best for me. Glory to God. You know why I'm married to this person. You know why things are the way they are on my job. You know why this. You know why. Why? Because you defer to him. You rest in him that God knows what's best for you. And the fourth thing, and this deals with rest, because God directs our steps. Because we ask him to direct our steps, and we trust him, glory to God. Because he directs our steps, why should we even try to understand every single thing that he directs? Every single thing that he does? We're in his hands, beloved. We asked him. We trusted him with our life. When you asked Jesus to save you, you entrusted your life to Jesus. Amen? Don't you? You know that Jesus knows what he's doing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the book of Psalms, it says, glory to God, that God's blessing is upon you. Why? Because you're his son. You're his daughter. Glory to God. You got in right standing with him when you were born again of his spirit. Glory to God. You're in right standing with him, and he loves you. Amen? And so his blessing is upon you, and you're preserved forever by the Lord. Amen? The Bible says in Psalm 37:28, that you are preserved forever. God's angels are encamped round about you. Amen? You got angels around you. Glory to God. God's angels, glory to God. And God's never-failing love protects you like the wall of a fort. Glory to God. You look in Psalm 31:21, particularly in the New Living Translation, but in the King James too, God's never-failing love protects you like the walls of a fort. You're protected, glory to God. You know, out in the world, so many people are being taken, their foot are being taken, glory to God, having heart attacks, overdoses, suicides, crashes, all kinds of things are happening, amen? There's just been a great big mall shooting. People went to the mall to go shopping, folks. A fire broke out, firing with pistols, amen? Shooting, yeah, that's it. Shooting, glory to God. Glory to God. But God's never-failing love protected you like the walls of a fort, amen? Glory to God, because the Bible says in Psalm 125:1 that the Lord is round about his people. He says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so I'm round about my people. Glory to God. I protect my people. I keep my people. Amen. So because the Lord directs our steps, why should we try to understand every minuta? Glory to God. He can be trusted with our life. We committed it to him. Amen. We can entrust it to his loving care. And because we trust him, we can rest from always trying to understand and analyze every single thing. Amen. You know, there's people, they overanalyze everything. Amen. They have to learn to just trust God. Lord, your word says that you direct my steps. And so I trust my life into your hands, glory to God. I may not hear a voice from heaven. I may not get angelic visitations. I may not have a prophet come to me and prophesy, glory to God. But one thing I know, your unfailing word says, glory to God, that your angels encamp round about me, that you promise never to leave me or forsake me, glory to God, that you're around about me, just like the mountains around about Jerusalem, glory to God. And you tell me in your word, glory to God, that where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were blessed, glory to God, by the superior. But the Bible says that you are blessed of the Lord. Amen. Now, Abraham blessed Isaac. Amen. But you're blessed by the Lord. Look at 115, Psalms 115, 15. Glory to God. And you'll discover, haven't you ever read somewhere in the Bible where some great man of God blessed their children and you thought, boy, oh my, if only Samuel would have said a blessing over me, or if only Jacob or Abraham would have pronounced a blessing over me, how blessed would I be? Well, you have a superior blessing. The Bible says that you are the blessed of the Lord. God has pronounced his blessing on you, Almighty God himself. The Bible says you're the blessed of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so it's not necessary for you to understand every single step. I mean, there's times, of course, when you want to understand your way. God, what's happening to me? God, what is happening to me? I don't understand. And in those situations, I get it. You want to ask God, what's going on? What's the next step, God? But you don't want to be doing that all the time, because you committed your life into his hands. And you know that the Lord Jesus can be trusted. And you, because you trust him with your life, glory to God, he delights in your way. He delights in leading and guiding you. You're always being led and guided by him. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. If you who are out there under the sound of my voice, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you that the things that are coming on this earth, glory to God, you're going to need him, glory to God. You might be riding around in your fine cars right now, glory to God. It look like you got it all together. The government been sending money in checks to all kind of people, the American people, they say, glory to God, got all kind of money. They say that they got so much money they don't even want to go to work no more. Glory to God. I don't say that, but that's what the news media says. Amen? Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you, glory to God, that's going to run out one day. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, you're going to need the Lord. You're going to need Jesus, glory to God. And glory to God, you need to ask him to save you. You need to ask him to put you in right standing so he can lead and guide you, glory to God. Because this is a confusing world if you ain't got Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Bow your head. Glory to God. You have to repent of your sin. The Bible says that all have sinned, glory to God. And if you can humble yourself and admit, glory to God, that you've done wrong, that you've done some things wrong, bow your head and repent. What repent mean, Pastor? Change direction, glory to God. Change the direction where you wanted to go out and boogie-woogie and get high and get all messed up, glory to God. Change direction. Change your mind. I ain't going to do that stuff no more. I'm going to go God's way. I want Jesus to lead and guide me. The Bible says that my steps will be ordered by him, glory to God, all the way till I get home to heaven, glory to God. Simply pray this. Say, Heavenly Father, I've sinned against you. Repeat the prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I've sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. Save me, Lord Jesus. I want you to direct my steps. I want to put my whole life in your hands. Save me, Lord. Your word says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe that word, God. I believe what you say in the Bible. Save me, Lord Jesus. I receive you right now. And if you said that prayer, glory to God, I say to you by the authority in God's word, glory to God, that because you took the first step, I can say with authority that you're saved, glory to God. But you got to go on with him, amen? There's more to it. You have to learn about salvation. You need to be water baptized. You need to be baptized with the Spirit, glory to God. Go on with him, glory to God. Thank God that you got saved. Thank God that you got saved tonight. I'm through. See you next week. The Bible has the answers. Your steps are ordered of the Lord. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.